Welcome to Mr. Girl's 4th Grade Podcast. My name is Kate, and I'll be your guide for this down and dirty summary of 6 Native American tribes. We will be traveling across the North American continent, looking at tribes from the Inuit to the Seminole. Our first tribe will be the Inuit. Here are Ethan, J.R., and Ainsley with information on the Inuit tribe's resources and how they use them.
Were located in the northern part of North America. Their resources were ice, snow, water, and fish. The Arctic was very cold. It had no grass or dirt. It was just plain ice and snow.
The Inuit were a very interesting tribe. They used all their resources to catch things like seal, caribou, and other sea animals. They hunted with harpoons made out of antlers. They also used antlers for their knives. They would often go hunting while the polar bears were asleep so they can kill them easily. The Inuit used everything they saw. They never wasted things. The Inuit had to have very warm clothes to survive. The Inuit made coats called parkas out of caribou skin.
The Inuit's most famous house was the igloo. They built it from dry ice. They could usually make a knife out of antlers. Then they would cut blocks of ice and then build them into an igloo shape. Inside, they would have fire and a bed. I wouldn't call it a bed, just sleeping in their clothes. To get in, they built holes to get into the igloo. In the summer, they usually had skin tents that were made out of caribou or seal skin.
Up next are the amazing Quaggy Eagle tribe. Let's go to Dalton, Madison, Seb, Megan, and Cody for information on this tribe.
Quaggy live in the Pacific Northwest where it rains a lot. Many of them still live there today.
The Quaggy Eagle had several resources available, including cedar trees, wire, salmon, berries, and roots. They used all these resources to get food, clothing, and shelter.
Indians ate fish, deer, and moose. They caught the fish by putting sticks stacked up where only the fish could get in. They couldn't get out because they were confused on how to. The Quaggy Eagle did not farm or herd animals. They did not have cotton or wool either. In the spring, summer, and fall, the Quaggy Eagle left their villages to settle for good fishing grounds. Women gathered roots and berries while the men fished.
They used trees to build log cabins. They normally made their houses face the sea, where they can catch fish. Members of the same clan lived together in large houses. Today, most Quaggy Eagles still live along the west coast of Canada, because there are plenty of fish in that region.
The Quaggy Eagle used shredded bark to make their clothes. The men wore woolen cloth, and the girls wore skirts and blouses.
Kate and Victoria, Will, and Vicente have researched the Nez Perce tribe. Let's hear what they have learned.
The Nez Perce lived in the plateau or the Great Basin region. They were surrounded by mountains, which called them to have sandy soil, which is not good for growing.
The resources the Nez Perce had available included lots of rivers with fish. They also had plenty of trees. The Nez Perce could hunt elk, deer, and bear in their forests.
The food that the Nez Perce had available were salmon, berries, deer, elk, buffalo, and plants. They caught their salmon and other fish by traps. These traps were made out of sticks. The traps let the water flow by but caught the fish.
The Nez Perce wore deer and bison skin as clothing. They used beads, shells, and elk teeth for decoration. They also wore shirts, leggings, and dresses. They began wearing clothes made from cloth when Europeans came to North America.
The Nez Perce had many different types of houses. They built a log house out of wood as their main dwelling, and sometimes even used earthen mounds and even teepees.
Nez Perce means pierced nose in French. However, Nez Perce Indians didn't actually have pierced noses.
Now we will go down west for the Hopi tribe. Kinley Gracie, Nathan, Braylon, and I are going to tell you all about this incredible tribe.
The Hopi are located in the southwest corner. It is now called Arizona. It is very hot in the southwest and near the Masses. Their environment was a desert, so they had to use their resources wisely.
The Hopi had sheep, dirt, stone, wood, and clay. They used the sheep's fur for blankets and clothing. They used dirt for their pueblos. Pueblos are like earth houses, but they're huge. The Hopi also had stone. They used stone for washing clothing. Their main or staple crop was corn. They depended on agriculture to survive.
The Hopi used many resources. One of them was cotton, which was used in clothing. The men wore a loincloth around the waist with no more clothing on the torso. The women wore the traditional manta. The manta was an elaborate cotton dress which was woven and dyed black. They used stones for washing clothing.
Hopi Indians lived in dry land, so it was hard to grow crops. They made large crops of corn, squash, and beans. The Hopi also grew fruit. They grew all of their crops in a valley. Their main crop is corn. It is corn because corn can grow well in rough climates.
The Hopi shelter was called a pueblo. It was made out of wood, clay, and stone. When they built their shelter, they had to make them with many floors. They had to store their food in the upper levels. They had to have ladders to get to the upper levels. The Hopi lived in the lower levels.
Why are the desert Indians always happy when bad things happen? They're full of Hopi.
As we continue our trek across the continent, our next stop is with the Pawnees. Miranda, Alex, Clara, Courtney, and Morgan have done a great job finding out lots of information about this tribe.
These extraordinary people lived in the plains of America, where is now Nebraska. They would live in Oklahoma or anywhere in the Great Plains. Buffalo grazed here. The area was covered in wheat. The land's wheat-like grass attracted the buffalo.
Some Pawnee Indians lived up on hills so they can stay away from floods. They lived in round northern lodges, and some lived in teepees when they hunted. The Pawnee built homes to be safe from the weather of the plains. They also built large round houses called mud lodges.
During the summer, men and boys wore only loincloth and moccasins. In the winter, they wore long leather pants and a buffalo robe. Lots of times, Pawnee men and women wore earrings. No one ever wore a hat except if it was part of a costume. They had replicas of buffalo heads and danced around a pile.
In the winter, the Pawnee made cornbread and hunted buffalo in the summer. They also caught fish and dried corn to make hominy, and it can last for a long time. They also ate corn and corn stalks and ate beans and squash.
Pawnee lived in the plains of Nebraska. Pawnee lived in villages of earth-covered houses alongside their crops. Here are some things you will see there. Some Pawnee people had dogs. When corn stalks got tall, men built platforms for women to stand on and scare away crows.
Our final Native American tribe is the Seminole. Lindsay, River, Samuel, and Coleman will wrap up our journey with an in-depth look at this interesting group of people.
The Seminole are located in the southeastern swampland. It is very swampy and it has lots of trees and water. There are big alligators. They had lots of wood. They don't make walls or doors because it is hot in southeastern swampland.
Resources available to Seminole were weapons such as spears and bows, and they have animals for eating, such as bird, fish, turtle, and deer. Other resources were animal skins to wear. Also, they had a lot of nature like trees, feathers, grass, and shells.
When the Seminole got food, they used many different kinds of things to get their food. They used traps, bows, and spears made of wood. They killed animals such as birds, fish, turtle, and deer. They also ate crops.
The resources the Seminole had to make clothing were mainly animal skins. They mainly used animal skins because it was the most common resources they had. Sometimes women wove blouses out of palmetto leaves.
The Seminole lived in a house called a chiki. They used sticks to keep it stable. They used hay for the roof. They used vines to keep the sticks stable.
Thank you for joining us on our trip across the North American continent. We hope you have learned a lot about some of the tribes that inhabited this land before the Europeans came over. Look back soon for another podcast from Mr. Gerald's class.